The Western world is becoming more anti-God and anti-Bible. The theory of evolution pervades the universities and educational systems in many nations. How many believe in evolution? And how many believe in the God of creation? Gallup poll reported that 40% of U.S. adults ascribe to a strictly creationist view of human origins, believing that God created them in their present form within roughly the past 10,000 years. However, more Americans continue to think that humans evolved over millions of years, either with God's guidance, 33%, or increasingly without God's involvement at all, 22%, end of quote. Which is true, evolution or the revelation in your Bible? Modern technology has discovered more intricate and complex elements of life, including DNA and RNA. These discoveries present challenges to evolutionary explanations that were based on more limited scientific knowledge of a century ago. Even some evolutionists have come to recognize the complexity in the simplest of life forms cannot yet be explained by evolutionary theory. Is there a God creator who far exceeds the limited theory of evolution and who far exceeds the false concepts of traditional Christianity and other religions? You can find the answer in the free study guide we're offering today, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. Be sure to write down the contact information to receive your free copy. Some years ago, Tomorrow's World presented a telecast titled, Questions Evolution Cannot Answer. Those same questions can be answered by an ancient source proven to predict the future and reveal awesome spiritual truth, the Holy Bible. As we present seven questions evolution cannot answer, which will you believe? Evolution or revelation? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The human body is an incredibly intricate life form that scientists have found more complex and harmonious. The discovery of DNA and RNA reveals complexity and intelligence previously unknown. These scientific discoveries present challenges to the theory of evolution. Bill Bryson, an evolutionist, admits the impossibility of simultaneous development of independent processes. In his book, A Short History of Nearly Everything, he writes, quote, proteins can't exist without DNA, and DNA has no purpose without proteins. Are we to assume then that they arose simultaneously with a purpose of supporting each other? If so, wow. End of quote. Bryson and other evolutionists apparently have a greater faith than mainstream religionists in believing the scientifically impossible. He further admits that impossibility, quote, for random events to produce even a single protein would seem a stunning improbability, like a whirlwind spinning through a junkyard and leaving behind a fully assembled jumbo jet in the colorful simile of the astronomer Fred Hoyle, end of quote. It would also appear that some evolutionists do not believe in the laws of probability. On today's program, we'll discuss seven questions evolution cannot answer, and we'll be offering a free inspiring study guide that proves the source of truth, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. In our previous telecast, Questions Evolution Cannot Answer, we presented five questions that can be answered by the source of truth, the Holy Bible. On today's program, we'll repeat a few of those questions and continue with a total of seven questions evolution cannot answer. Question number one, evolution cannot answer. What is the source of natural law? Even the great physicist Albert Einstein recognized the meaning in natural law. Einstein stated that the scientist, quote, religious feeling takes the form of a rapturous amazement at the harmony of natural law, which reveals an intelligence of such superiority that compared with it, all the systematic thinking and acting of human beings is an utterly insignificant reflection, end of quote. Do great intellectuals disagree with the brilliant Einstein? Would they call him irrational for his observation? Let's understand. Those natural laws that amazed Einstein existed from the very beginning of creation. Scientists admit that they had to be in effect. Theoretical physicists Stephen Hawking and Roger Penrose wrote, "The only way to have scientific theory is if the laws of physics hold everywhere, including at the beginning of the universe." The existence of natural law demands a lawgiver. If you have your Bible, turn to James 4 and verse 12. God reveals, "There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another?" What is the source of natural law? Atheists cannot answer the question, so they proclaim the question is meaningless. The great creator and lawgiver established natural law at creation. That natural law guaranteed the universe that resulted. And there is additional proof. Not only is there natural law, but there is spiritual law that affects every human being. The Apostle Paul stated in Romans 7, verse 12 and verse 14, "Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin." The God of your Bible is the creator of the universe, and he is the lawgiver of both natural law and spiritual law. Question number one evolution cannot answer is, what is the source of natural law? Question number two evolution cannot answer, what is the origin of life? Early scientists assumed that the living cell was very simple. However, science have now determined that even the simple cell is very complex. Cells contain thousands of proteins comprised of amino acids. Even common proteins may contain a string of 200 amino acids. As science writer Bill Bryson comments, quote, "The odds against all 200 coming up to a prescribed sequence are 1 in 10 to the 260th power. That is a 1 followed by 260 zeros. That in itself is a larger number than all the atoms in the universe. For random events to produce even a single protein would seem a stunning improbability, like a whirlwind spinning through a junkyard and leaving behind a fully assembled jumbo jet," in the colorful simile of the astronomer Fred Hoyle. Is this the kind of intellect atheists embraced, religiously believing the scientifically impossible? Thankfully, some honest scientists can admit their mistakes. Dean Kenyon, co-author of the 1969 chemistry textbook Biochemical Predestination, believed for years in the purely chemical evolution. But later, when science revealed the intricate processes by which proteins are formed through DNA, Kenyon repudiated his evolutionary theory. Science determined that it takes DNA to organize the amino acids into proteins. Kenyon later said, quote, "We have not the slightest chance of a chemical evolutionary origin for even the simplest of cells," end of quote. As we quoted earlier, author Bill Bryson stated, "Proteins can't exist without DNA, and DNA has no purpose without proteins. Are we to assume, then, that they arose simultaneously with a purpose of supporting each other? If so, wow. My friends, one must have a blind faith to believe that all complex processes develop simultaneously and independently of each other in order to support each other. Evolution cannot explain that. Evolution has never proved that life came from non-life. God is the life giver. He created the first humans, as it states in Genesis 2 and verse 7. And yes, there is life beyond death. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, stated in John 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Question number two evolution cannot answer, what is the origin of life? We'll continue with more questions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our inspiring study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. In our modern atheistic age, millions believe in evolution and do not believe in God. This exciting study guide demonstrates weaknesses in evolutionary theory. Many believe that God is an abstract, impersonal force with no special interest in the lives of us human beings. Our free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises, gives you the truth of the matter. God's existence is logical and provable. This booklet will give you those proofs. You need to study into it for yourself. Your children need these proofs to strengthen their faith in this faithless age. This free inspiring booklet will give you 7 proofs for God's existence, and it covers much more information than we have time to share on this program. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. You can also order this booklet on our website at twtv.org/real, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/real. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/real.
In the first part of our program, we saw that some evolutionists admit the impossibility of simultaneous development of interdependent processes such as random events producing a single protein, and yet believe with a blind faith in the scientific impossibility. We also discussed 2 questions evolution cannot answer. Question number 1 evolution cannot answer is, what is the source of natural law? Question number 2 evolution cannot answer is, what is the origin of life? Question number 3 evolution cannot answer is, what is the purpose and meaning of life? The ancient Greeks came up with a wide range of answers. The 4th century BC saw the rise of 3 principal schools of thought in Greece: Epicureanism, Stoicism, and Skepticism. Paul then proclaimed to them the Creator God who made the world and everything in it. And he made this fundamental yet astounding observation in verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, also affirmed this highest purpose in life. He was asked by a lawyer, which is the great commandment of the law? Turn in your Bible to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, and verse 37. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Remember, Jesus taught us in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Question number 3 evolution cannot answer is, what is the meaning of life? Question number 4 evolution cannot answer is, who has the greatest intelligence? Even Albert Einstein acknowledged a source of intelligence far superior to human intelligence. He stated that the scientist, quote, religious feeling takes the form of a rapturous amazement at the harmony of natural law, which reveals an intelligence of such superiority that compared with it, all the systematic thinking and acting of human beings is an utterly insignificant reflection, end of quote. The greatest mind in the universe also tells vain intellectuals, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. That's 1 Corinthians 3, verses 18 through 20. Let's understand. Some highly intelligent, rational human beings observe various religions in their paganism and superstition. And as a result, they reject all religion, even the true religion of the Creator God. Question number 4, evolution cannot answer, who has the greatest intelligence? We'll answer more vitally important questions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our exciting and informative free booklet, The Real God Proofs and Promises. This booklet gives you quotes, documentation, and evidence demonstrating the existence of a Creator God and the weaknesses in the theory of evolution. This booklet will also help you in your study of the Bible. You can prove God's existence. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The Real God Proofs and Promises. You can also order this booklet on our website at twtv.org/real. Or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/real.
Evolution cannot predict the future of the world, but Bible prophecy has proven time and time again its accuracy and amazing detail. You can access our Tomorrow's World telecast, Amazing Bible Prophecies Fulfilled. On today's program, we briefly discuss 4 questions evolution cannot answer. Question number 5 evolution cannot answer is, what is the origin of the universe? Some scientists reject contradictory ideas of creationism. Why? Because some creationists say the earth is only 6,000 to 10,000 years old, obviously denying the facts of true science. The Bible and true science are always in harmony. The Bible agrees with the fact of a universe billions of years old. Notice what it says in Genesis 1 and verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. The Hebrew words for without form and void are tohu and bohu, which can also mean waste and empty, chaotic, in confusion, and in a state of decay. Did God create this earth in a state of decay without form and void? Notice that God says he did not. The earth became that way between its original creation and the time of Genesis 1 and verse 2. This is what God says in Isaiah 45 and verse 18. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain or tohu, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. God did not create it in tohu or in vain, but it became that way as verse 2 should be translated. Genesis 19, verse 26 is another example of the word was translated as became. What happened in the following verses is described in Psalm 104, verse 30. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. God renewed the face of the earth and established a recreation some 6,000 years ago. But the original creation of the universe and the earth was billions of years ago. Yes, God created the universe and he created time for human beings. Genesis 1 and verse 14. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. The weekly Sabbath is a memorial of that creation, and the weekly Sabbath has been in effect ever since, as we read in Genesis 2, verse 1 through 3, and in the fourth commandment stated in Exodus 20 and verse 11. Question number 5 evolution cannot answer is, what is the origin of the universe? Question number 6, what is the human mind? The materialists insist that the human mind and will are the function of chemical and electrical processes. How does the human mind function? Dr. Robert L. Kuhn has written extensively on the human brain and mind. Just what is the mind? Evolutionists cannot accurately answer that question. Dr. Kuhn describes the limitations of materialism. Can everything that exists be explained simply by chemicals and molecules? Quote, the brain is a computer, cries the materialist. pointing out parallel concepts in cybernetics and neurophysiology. But is human mind entirely the same as animal brain? That's the crucial question. And to find the answer, we submit this fundamental issue to the unbiased arbitration of brain research. Representative mammalian brains can be weighed and, in descending order, they are whale, elephant, dolphin, man, gorilla, chimpanzee, and rat. Comparative anatomical studies reveal a uniformity in distinct brain structures. Each structure is present in every brain, though their relative sizes vary. There is no qualitative difference among all the mammalian brains. Mentally, of course, man is unquestionably supreme. That's obvious. But he doesn't have the largest brain, and that's surprising. Incredible output of the human mind, including time binding, creative imagination, art, music, literature, and speech, far surpass the greatest output of animals with similar sized brains. Dr. Kuhn and other brain researchers have concluded that there must be a non-physical component to the human mind. Again, the scriptures reveal the awesome truth about the human mind. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. The Apostle Paul writes, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." Here we find that humans can understand the things of man by the spirit of man. Animals cannot understand the things of man. They do not have the human spirit. Humans have a spiritual component. This is not an immortal soul. Here God reveals truth that very few scientists understand. Listen, the human spirit combined with the human brain produces human mind power. Yes, humans have a spiritual element. Since atheists deny the role of the spirit in the universe and in human life, they cannot answer the question, what is the human mind? But notice that even deeper understanding is required, as we just read in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. A converted mind with the Spirit of God is one in which has repented of transgressing spiritual law, has accepted the forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, has become baptized according to Acts 2, verse 38, and has received the Holy Spirit in his mind. And that gives us the gift of a sound mind, as it tells us in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. My friends, God has revealed the answer to the most fundamental questions of life, destiny, and existence. Which will you choose, evolution or revelation? Question number 6, evolution cannot answer, is what is the human mind? We'll discuss the last question in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our exciting and informative free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. This booklet presents 7 proofs for God's existence, proof that you, your children, and your friends need to examine. You and your family will find this booklet very beneficial in proving God's existence. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. You can also order this booklet on our website at twtv.org/real. Or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/real. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/real.
As we've seen on today's program, the world has mainly chosen the worldview based on evolution. We've also seen that evolutionists admit the impossibility of simultaneous development of interdependent processes, and yet believe in blind faith in an impossible evolutionary explanation. Do they believe in the reality we've already discussed on this program? My friends, isn't it time to examine the proven revelation from your Bible? Let's briefly discuss one more question evolution cannot answer. Question number 7. What is the greatest reality? We witness the reality of physics and mathematics in our technologically advanced age, in instant communication around the world, in transportation, in space travel. The calculations, planning, and designs are based on predictable laws of cause and effect. That's why 12 men were able to walk on the moon, and space vehicles have landed on Mars for exploration. The prophet Isaiah reveals God's sovereignty when he declares, "Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless." Isaiah 40, verse 15 and verse 17. Yes, God is omnipotent, all-powerful. That's Revelation 19, verse 6. And God rules supreme. We can also state that the greatest reality is God is love. 1 John 4, verse 8 and verse 16. Question number 7 evolution cannot answer is, what is the greatest reality? My friends, the God of love and His Son, Jesus Christ, have revealed the spiritual dimension and the greatest reality of all. The great intellectuals of the world have not come to that understanding. As Jesus stated in His prayer, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes." That's Matthew 11, verse 25. The God of creation has an awesome purpose for all humanity and for you and your family. You need to study into it for yourself. Be sure to request our free study guide, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the revelation of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/real. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.